This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. I hope you're having a great Friday night. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for three more hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to everybody listening coast to coast. If you're leaving work, going to work, making money at work, I'm here with you. Make sure whatever you do, download the free radio.com app, and you can take the show anywhere. We just had a conversation in the first hour about the NBA and its All-Star game. It's going down this Sunday. It'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a made-for-television event. I don't think people in Atlanta know that because there are plenty of parties and events going on. We'll certainly see what the results are from there. But if you are watching on TV, enjoy it. The game is going to be in the same format as last year. The dunk contest will be at halftime. I wish that we had some damn superstars in the game or at the dunk contest. You got Obi Toppin, Anthony Simmons. I don't even know the guy from Portland who plays guard. And then you have Cassius Stanley. So this is the dunk contest where you basically have it's like a police lineup. It's like, who that guy? We don't know. So let's see Obi Toppin. I'd say he's probably the biggest name in the dunk contest based off of what he just did at Dayton. So let's see what happens. Three-point shootout, skills challenge, all of that will come prior to the game. The NBA is putting on a show, and everything that they do this Sunday, they're raising money for historically black colleges and universities. So HBCUs are going to be the beneficiary, as well as trying to raise some money for COVID-19 equity and people getting those resources. So kudos to the NBA. It's a business. They making a money, but they're giving some of it away for a good cause. So if you watch, enjoy. What else are you going to do? What the hell else are you going to watch? What else is going on Sunday? I don't know. I'll be watching the All-Star game. Now, before we went to break, I told you about a former superstar who used to play out on the West Coast. His name is Blake Griffin. He still lives in Los Angeles. He just got a buyout from the Detroit Pistons. We have to see where his non-jumping ass ends up. By all indications, it'll probably be, I think, the Brooklyn Nets followed by the Lakers. If he goes to the Nets, all Blake Griffin has to do is show up. He'll play next to his old buddy DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and I guess Kevin Durant, James Harden. One day all of these guys will be healthy. And Blake Griffin doesn't have to do anything but stand there, pass the ball, and knock down a jump shot. That's it. Sounds like a low-pressure situation. And the Eastern Conference, I think, has an easier road to the finals than going out west. So let's see what happens with Blake Griffin. Now, the other superstar I mentioned, this is an even bigger name. This is someone who's still playing at a high level. His name is Russell Wilson. And I know it's a different sport. But for Russell Wilson, we've heard so much over the past week, 2 weeks. He wants out. He doesn't want out. He's not happy. He's been sacked a million times, and you know, but if he did want out, these are the four teams that he would want to go to. And even almost a week after learning about his displeasure, we just get just more tidbits that come out. It's been said that Russell Wilson, or at least the Seattle Seahawks, that they're not making calls, but they're receiving them. They are picking up the phone when teams inquire. It's been said that the Chicago Bears, which don't, they pretty much don't know what a quarterback is. The Chicago Bears are out here, and they're like pretty much the biggest aggressor in trying to figure out if they can bring in Russell Wilson. And by the way, the Chicago Bears, they never had nobody throw for 4,000 yards. The Chicago Bears, as old as they are, the initial NFL franchise, they haven't had a guy throw 30 touchdowns. How the hell is that even possible? It's been about 100 years, and nobody's thrown for 30 touchdowns in Chicago. How is that even possible? But I'm not gonna beat up on folks in Chicago right now, or more importantly, I won't beat up on the Bears. But we get so much about Russell. There's so much out there right now. I mean, a matter of fact, this is ultimately what it boils down to. This is what Russell Wilson wants. This is what he told Dan Patrick.
For me personally, I think that I want to be able to be involved, because at the end of the day, it's your legacy. It's your team's legacy. It's the guys you get to go into the huddle with. And at the end of the day, those guys you got to trust. One of the reasons why Tom went to Tampa was because he felt like he could trust those guys and Bruce was going to give him the opportunity. I think for me, anytime you bring free agents in, you know, other players, you want the best players, guys who love the game. And so you kind of build that over time and get to see who can really play. You know, as a player, you really know. So I think that relationship's really key. And, you know, especially being a veteran player, you know, that dialogue is really important.
Are you involved in personnel decisions?
Not as much. I don't.
Do you want to be involved, Russ?
Yeah, I think it helps. I think it helps you to be involved more. But I think that dialogue should happen more often, in my opinion.
Okay, Russell Wilson wants what a lot of quarterbacks want now. He wants some say-so. Okay, fine. He's been sacked almost 400 times in his first 9 seasons. And despite all of that, he's thrown the most touchdowns in his first 9 seasons, only second to Peyton Manning. So even though he's getting his ass kicked, we know Russell Wilson is on a Hall of Fame trajectory. It's a damn shame that Russell Wilson, you know, quite frankly, you know, that he does not have 2 Super Bowl rings. We can go ahead and blame Pete Carroll for a lot. And I think, as I said last week, if I got to pick between Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, I'm sticking with Russell Wilson. Sorry, 70-year-old guy, go. You got to go. That's just the reality of it. Pete Carroll ain't going out there to play. You got to rely on your talent first. Let me know when Pete Carroll throws a touchdown. What does he do? What is the most athletic thing that Pete Carroll does? Strap on his Air Monarchs? He's out there in the old man barbecue shoes. Come on. You can't pick Pete Carroll over Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's a future Hall of Famer. And so when Russell was asked by Dan Patrick if he was available or if he thought he's available via trade, this is his response.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm available or not. That's a Seahawks question. But I think more than anything else is, you know, I think at the end of the day, you want to win. You know, you play this game every day to wake up to win. You play this game, you know, to be the best in the world. You know, I hate? I hate sitting there watching other guys play the game. There's nothing worse.
By the way, you looked miserable at the Super Bowl watching.
Yeah, there's a picture of Sierra and Roger talking. I'm sitting there pissed off. I'm watching this game, like, you know, wishing that I was in there playing. So, you know, I think that, you know, ultimately you watch the games and, you know, you want to do everything you can to be there. That's why we play this game.
Yeah, well, he's made it clear. Yeah, obviously he wants to play. He did look miserable sitting at that Super Bowl, and we have heard that, he is. They're listening, and it's debatable whether or not they're also making calls. Diana Rossini, she was on Pat McAfee's show, and this was her latest update as a reporter on what the hell is going on with Russell Wilson.
The word demand in reference to Russell Wilson, I don't sense that, but I know there's been calls made on both sides, going to Seattle and from Seattle to other teams.
Okay, well, we've heard a lot. Bottom line is, Seattle is open to trading Russell Wilson, which I think is a mistake. And we've read this, and we've seen this, and I've seen it too, which just like, oh, yeah, they're not, whether they're making the calls or not, they haven't put their foot down, and they haven't gone the Deshaun Watson route. And this is not the same situation, obviously, but we haven't heard a damn thing about how, oh, yeah, we're going to, We're definitely keeping Russell. We're not trading him. It would be a massive mistake to let Russell Wilson go. I found it absolutely hilarious. Someone called last week and said, oh my God, the Allen family, they have so much money. If Russell Wilson wants to also call some of these shots, then they could just ship him out and they can just go buy another quarterback. Like who? Please tell me where the lab is where you can just buy a Russell Wilson like it's something at Walmart. Like you're just going to buy some damn tires. That ain't the case. Quarterbacks don't grow on trees. At least good ones, they don't. You could certainly go out and get yourself a mediocre-ass quarterback. That's not what Russell Wilson is. This is someone who's going to the Hall of Fame. This is someone who is the face of a franchise. He's the type of quarterback you don't got to worry about what he's doing. You don't have to worry about his work ethic. Yeah, it sometimes he seems a little too good to be true. It's like I look at Russell Wilson sometimes and I'm just like, hey, snatch candy from a baby. You know, take your time and push an old lady across the street. Take your time and scare her a little bit. Like Russell Wilson is squeaky clean. It's like you don't expect him to end up in anything. So I have no idea what he does behind the scenes because he can't be this damn. It's too good to be true. But when it comes to football, when it comes to what he does, he's good. He's great. He hasn't had a losing season. He hasn't missed a game. And so for Seattle to be even thinking about trading Russell Wilson, yeah, listen to the calls if you want, maybe. You know, gauge his value if you think ultimately he's going to force his way out. That's something that you can't do anything about. And in that case, I don't want to put the Seattle Seahawks in the position of the Houston Texans, but y'all are climbing up the dummy meter. The Seattle Seahawks are climbing up the dummy meter if they get to the point where Russell Wilson says, yes, I really want out. And I think this is the closest that you'll pretty much get because he is extremely, I think, he's image conscious. And these are things that I've seen up close and personal. He's very image conscious. I have never seen Russell Wilson at an event. I have never seen him out, unless he had like three publicists talking into his ear as to what he can and shouldn't do. He's very particular about his image. And so this might be the strongest call to say, hey, I don't want to be here. His agent saying, oh, he didn't request a trade, but these are the four teams that he would like to go to if he were to be traded. That might be the closest, but I don't think we're there yet. And I think the Seahawks need to hold on to him. I think if anything, before you get rid of Russell Wilson, send Pete Carroll to go pick up some applesauce. Go give him some Bengay. Go sit him down somewhere. Don't choose him over Russell. Don't do it. And I think that Russell Wilson will return this year to the Seahawks. But I don't think he's going to be around for too much longer. This might be the last season. And we know he plays in an ultra-competitive NFC West. We know that they still have work to do with that offensive line. We know that they have a new offensive coordinator. This is going to be a whole new situation. They still have to figure out who are our running backs going to be next season. So there's no guarantees that A, Russell Wilson returns, and that B, they're going to be a vastly improved squad past what they did last year at 12-4. But similar to the Steelers, they ran out of gas. And the Rams just beat them up in the playoffs. And that was it. That was endgame. Go home. I think this legitimately will probably be the last year that Russell Wilson is in Seattle. But I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back this year. And I think the Seahawks, man, they got a lot of ass kissing to do. Otherwise, they're going to be right back in the toilet. They're going to be a toilet team if you let Russell Wilson go. Because ain't no coming back from that. Y'all are going to regret watching a winner walk out the door. Someone who's never missed a game. Someone who's never had a losing season. Someone who basically shows up and wins every single week, every single year. And that's something that you can't replicate. You can't duplicate. You'd be hard-pressed to continue winning if Russell Wilson walks out the door. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Seahawks are allegedly listening to trade calls for Russell Wilson. The Seahawks, depending on who you ask, they also are making a few calls in regards to Russell Wilson. Do you believe that Russell Wilson will be back with the Seahawks? I think the answer is yes, but I think at this rate, it might be a season. I think that relationship is on borrowed time. The Seahawks may have already screwed it up. What do you believe? Your calls when we return. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Trying to give you that good content for whatever the hell you're getting into on a Friday night. You might be driving there. You might be driving back. It ain't none of my business. You here listening to me right now. And we're talking about Russell Wilson. Because every day is something new. Right now, it's that the Seattle Seahawks, that they are listening to offers. They're not out there making the offers, but they are listening. Depending on who you ask. There are some folks who say that they're also making a few calls. It's been reported that the Chicago Bears, a team looking for a quarterback forever, are the most aggressive team. So do you believe that Seattle will ultimately deal him? Do you think they'll bump him out? I don't think so. Who is out here going to just say, oh, yeah, here, take three first-round picks. It's going to make a difference for us. And, yes, we will take Russell Wilson. Are the Seahawks going to just give him up that easy and just know that they're going to float into the abyss? I don't think he'll get traded. I think he'll be around for another season, maybe two, and then he'll be gone. Either that or Pete Carroll will be gone. You are hard-pressed, just as an organization, to let Russell Wilson just get traded out the door. Have a little bit more pride than that. Understand how difficult it is to win. 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Seattle will let this man go? Alex is calling from Chicago. Alex, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. How's it going, man?
I'm terrific. What do you think about Wilson?
So I just wanted to go around the horn with you a bit here on Wilson. I mean, my main prediction, I see a legendary quarterback like Wilson, somebody who's, I mean, tasted the Super Bowl, somebody who's been there, going to a franchise that's established like the Saints. I see him going to New Orleans. I mean, somebody like that. He knows greatness all around. I mean, you look at his wife, Sierra. That's a multi-platinum recording artist. He knows nothing but greatness. And, I mean, you take it all the way back to his beginnings, I mean, at Wisconsin. And, I mean, talking about Big Ten football, that's showtime. And based on that, I just wanted to talk a little Big Ten basketball with you. And get your take on Michigan State.
We got a lot of people on the line that are going to talk about about Russell Wilson. So we can save Big Ten basketball for another day. Let's talk about that when we actually pull up on the tournament. Okay,
Jay, I just wanted to get your take, man, on Tom.
Oh my goodness, Alex, what do you think? You're going to force it down my throat? We're talking about Russell Wilson right now. Sorry about that. Tweet me, man, at JR Sport Brief. We got to stay on task right now. Sorry about that. Dave is here from Alabama. Dave, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts, Dave, on Russell Wilson? Is he going to stay or is he going to go?
He's going to stay because you got to be either drinking battery acid or mucus and be a brain dead vegetable and you fell on your head sideways to trade up Russell Wilson. That's that they will not risk that investment to lose him like that. If they trade him, then just like you said, they'll be in the abyss of the losing category forever.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dave, for coming through. Dave is a modern day disgusting Dr. Seuss. I mean, that was pretty vile if you ask me. Oh my goodness. The battery acid, I don't even want to repeat what he said after that. Oh damn. Let me compose myself for a second. Just try to clear my mind and my brain out. Just hold on. I'm going to take a deep breath. Okay, that was me exhaling. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and talk to Quentin. Quentin, you on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think the Seahawks will let this man go?
Hey, to tell you the truth, if I had to flip a coin, I'd choose Pete Carroll over Russell, the lead. And I hope that he's making plans to come down south, especially Atlanta. We'll swap him out for Matt Ryan. I'll swap him out for Matt Ryan. Man, you can get a fourth-round draft pick.
Well, here's the question to you, Quentin. Why would you decide to keep Pete Carroll over Russell Wilson?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get rid of Pete Carroll. I don't.
Okay.
Get rid of Pete. I like you, Pete. You know, back in UFC, you know, he did his thing. You know, he's a nice guy. He kind of reminds me of the old Rams coach. Real nice guy. Real nice guy.
Vermeil? Dick Vermeil? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's him. You know, Pete, he had his run. He had his run. If they want to switch things up, they got to get some new blood in there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Quentin, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, let's just categorize all our old coaches, white hair, khakis, Nike Air Monarchs. You know, with the khakis, they're small, but then the shoes look real big on the feet, like a gym teacher. You know, the gym teacher runs around in khakis and, you know, the Air Monarchs. Yeah, we know that gym teacher. That's Pete Carroll. That's what he is. Justin, he's calling up from Texas. Justin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What you thinking?
I think they should keep Russell.
Okay. That sounds very simple there. Thank you, Justin. Raheem is calling from Washington, D.C. Raheem, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing. What's up?
Oh, man. How does this sound? New York Giants.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Raheem. Oh,
don't
man.
Does that sound beautiful?
Beautiful of who? A Giants fan?
Saquon, Russell,
that
tight end they got. Their defense is young.
Here we go.
NFC East is trash.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And he does not want to turn into Aaron Rodgers. He's trying to win. I saw it on his face at the game. He wants to win now.
Raheem, you live in Washington, D.C. Are you a Giants fan in the DMV?
I am a Steelers fan. I just know what I know.
You know what you know. And so you're orchestrating a deal where
watch that happen though.
Saquon Barkley. Okay. I don't know about that, Raheem. I don't know if you've seen Dave Gettleman and some of the moves that he's made over the years. I don't even know if Saquon Barkley and Evan Engram, and you lost me after that. I don't even know what else they would trade. I don't even think you mentioned Daniel Jones. What would the New York Giants do? Just bring in Russell Wilson and keep Daniel Jones to hold a clipboard? That's a new one. Jack is here from Portland, Oregon, next door neighbor. Jack, what do you think happens with Russell Wilson? Do you think he stays? Do you believe he goes?
Man, is there something in the water tonight, Jay, or is there a full moon?
Well, one guy said that
they're
going to trade him to the Giants. I don't know. Someone will tell me they'll trade him to the Jaguars next. I don't know.
Well, there's no way Seattle gets rid of him, man. I mean, Pete Carroll's, what, 90? I don't know, but there's no way they're going to let that Russell Wilson walk out of there. First of all, who are you going to trade them to? They'd have to give up the farm. They're going to have nothing left. This is a once-in-a-lifetime quarterback who's a franchise quarterback who's brought you nothing but success, two Super Bowls, should have been two Super Bowl victories. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, I mean, who are they going to trade this man to? I mean, and if they did, are they brain dead? I mean, you know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll put it to you this way, Jack. As much as I will laugh, I'm already laughing at the Houston Texans because they have dug themselves a ditch and they are pretty laughable. If the Seahawks end up trading Russell Wilson, I'm going to laugh at the Seahawks. I'm going to laugh at them. I'm going to go, how? How did you let it deteriorate to that point? It's like the name of the game is talent. Talent wins. I'm not saying that you have to bend over backwards and just give up everything to the players out here. But if you don't got the talent, you gonna suck. You don't let talent. You don't let talent go when you got it.
Absolutely. This guy is a once-in-a-lifetime franchise quarterback. This guy has brought so much success to Seattle. I'm a huge Cowboy fan. And there's just, I mean, I'd love to have a Russell Wilson. I hope someday we find one. I don't see them. If they do, they're brain dead.
Yeah, no, that's a possibility, Jack. Thank you so much for calling up from Portland. Can we be surprised? Should we be surprised, though? Should we be surprised? We've seen some ridiculous moves in sports. We always see ridiculous moves in sports. We always see teams that shoot themselves in the foot. The Texans are doing it right now. And the Seahawks, damn it, if they have to trade Russell Wilson because of their own stubbornness, then the Seahawks deserve to suck for like 10 years. That's just the facts. Tony's here from Toronto. Tony, do you think the Seahawks move him?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a Cowboy fan myself, and you probably remember one of the biggest trades in history in NFL was Herschel Walker trade.
Yes, yes.
So maybe same scenario. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't seem to be maybe the player that we thought he'd be. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But we all know this. An offensive line seems to make almost all of the running backs now the stars that they are. We know Dallas has that. Ownership in Seattle, well, when you're the boss, you're the owner. If you're a little bit upset with your star who's getting on in age, maybe it's time to move on. Dallas, well, they don't know what to do with Prescott. He becomes a free agent. He goes. Maybe he ends up also with Elliott in Seattle at some point. Dallas saves about $10 million by taking on Russell Wilson as opposed to signing Prescott. But maybe everybody's happy with that scenario.
Hey, I believe that when I see it. Jerry Jones is someone who, I don't think he could move out of his own damn way. We certainly know Dallas is one of the teams that Russell Wilson has reportedly interest in going to if he were to be traded. And I know the star on the side of his helmet would be extremely attractive. That might make some sense. I still think Seattle would be dumb as hell if they decide to move on. It's real simple. 855-212-4CBS. Do you think Seattle will trade Russell Wilson? And then also, speaking of quarterbacks, there's a quarterback who is he's out of a job. He barely made it back into the league. I'll tell you who it is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Taking your phone calls right now on Russell Wilson. Do you think Seattle will really trade this man? It's been reported that they are listening to offers. It's also been said that the Chicago Bears are the most aggressive team in trying to acquire him. I'll continue to take your calls. And then when we move over into the top of the hour, I need to share with you what Jason Peters had to say about Carson Wentz. What went wrong with the Eagles? And then how it related to the city of Philadelphia? And then we'll also spend some time talking about some other sports cities. We know Philadelphia is a difficult place to play. is it the toughest place to play? But right now, let's get back to these phone lines. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief and get these thoughts on Russell. Let's go to Sacramento, California, and talk to Brandon. Brandon, what do you think about Russell Wilson? Will Seattle trade him? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, JR. Well, I think it's a ridiculous topic just based on the fact that, like, the first half of the season, weren't we talking, like, MVP numbers? And he hasn't get enough votes. Like, he hasn't been actually considered for MVP throughout his years. And now we're talking trade when basically the first half of the year he's at a 70% completion rating. And now they're talking trade. I just don't understand.
Well, I don't know if you've been – well, here's the thing. There are a few things that I believe you might be missing, Brandon. For the past week or 2 weeks, Russell Wilson has made it clear, verbally out of his own mouth, also via his agent, also via articles that have been written, that he has not been happy in the Seahawks organization, that he has tried to provide input to the team, that he has been rejected. He has made this publicly known. His own agent has made it clear in the most backhanded way possible that no, Russell does not want a trade, but if he were to be traded, these are the four teams, including the Cowboys and the Saints and the Bears. And these are the teams that he would be okay going with. And so it don't matter what his numbers were. It mattered where the Seahawks ended up. And by the time they got to the end of the season, he was getting his ass kicked. The team was getting its ass kicked. They got smacked around in the playoffs by the Rams and got sent home. And Russell Wilson started to make his displeasure publicly known. And so I don't know if you've missed out on all of that, but he's the one driving the ship as to, hey, it may be time for me to move on.
Well, no, I can say one thing, being a 49ers fan, like we've been beat by him quite a few times throughout this season, and we have to face him two times a year. And either way, I'm just saying, earlier in the season, they were talking like, you know, he hasn't
well,
got
he,
MVP votes.
Well, Brandon, I just told you, earlier on in the season, yes, he was playing like an MVP. And then by the time you got to the middle of the season, Pete Carroll, they had some bumps. There were some turnovers. Pete Carroll decided, hey, this ain't what it is. So the NFL season, and thank you, Brandon, for calling from Sacramento, the NFL season ain't four games long. Who cares what happened at the start? It matters. Every bit matters. By the time you got to the middle of the season, he wasn't happy, okay? By the time you got to the end of the season, he wasn't happy. Right now, Russell Wilson isn't happy. So MVP, whatever, at the beginning of the season, it don't matter. Drew is here from California. Drew, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live, Drew. You are live.
Oh,
go ahead.
Nah, my name's Jacob, but hey, put some respect on Pete Carroll, dog. This man is – Russell Wilson's in that man system. Understand that. Like, Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. Understand that. But, like – bro, there's quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls that aren't great. And the only ones that have won Super Bowls is Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait,
Eli
what?
Manning went two against
Jacob.
Eli Manning.
Jacob.
Come on, man.
So
come
tell
on,
me.
Man. And Pete
well,
Carroll
Jacob.
In college.
Oh, my goodness. Damn. What are we in? We in a shout machine? Sheesh. The vast majority of quarterbacks who have won in a Super Bowl, they have been Hall of Famers, okay? And even outside of that, you know, oh, yeah, by the way, I hate to tell you, I believe the Eli Manning guy that you mentioned, I believe he'll go into the Hall of Fame because he became Superman in the playoffs in the most important moments. But outside of that, it's not, no, put some respect on the name. Put some respect on the name. What the hell? Just relax. Pete Carroll is Pete Carroll, and you could say whatever you want about him being in the system. Pete Carroll's system, or Pete Carroll's damn brain, probably cost the Seahawks a Super Bowl, okay? And I also hate to tell you that a lot of Pete Carroll's success in the league The majority of his success that he's had in the league has come with Russell Wilson. It didn't come up in the Northeast. It didn't come with the Jets. It didn't come with the Patriots. His success came with Russell Wilson. So if you want to put respect on Pete Carroll's name, actually go look up Pete Carroll's record prior to Russell. Go do that. Cortez is calling from Baltimore. Cortez, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my God, JR. I hate to be the guy that brings race into the mix. But as a black man in this country,
here we go. Okay.
I cannot understand why Tom Brady asked for a trade, he's gone. Matt Stafford asked for a trade, he goes to a contender.
Tom Brady, please. Cortez, slow down. Thank you for slowing down. I appreciate you. What? Well, let's correct one thing here. Tom Brady asked for a trade and what now?
No, he didn't ask for a trade. When he expressed his unhappiness with this team, there was a mutual understanding. He was able to leave. No problems.
He was a free agent.
I understand he was a free agent, but the minute Russell Wilson expresses any kind of dissatisfaction with the team, all he asked was for a little bit of say, and he gets disrespected.
So Cortez, Cortez, I'm gonna stop you here. And forgive me, because what you just said actually doesn't have anything to do. You said it yourself. It doesn't have anything to do. Race doesn't have anything to do with the conversation that we're having right now. And I'm gonna make this very succinct. I'm gonna try to save us some time. Are there double standards in sports when it comes to black athletes and white athletes and who says this and who can complain? Yes, I will agree with you there. I agree. But you know what that doesn't have anything to do with right now, Cortez? Nothing.
I would disagree.
No, Cortez. What question did I ask?
You asked if Russell Wilson should be traded.
No, I asked whether or not you think he will be traded by the Seahawks. You even said it yourself. I hate to bring race into it. Well, you know what? What I asked doesn't have anything to do with race. It doesn't. You said it yourself. I'm Cortez.
But I think race is the reason why they won't trade him. I think race is the reason why Deshaun Watson is being treated the way he's being treated.
I'll tell you this, Cortez. I can agree with you on certain points, but I think that is a stretch. I can respect what you say, but I think that's a stretch. I appreciate you for calling up from Baltimore. So Russell Wilson is black, so that's why they won't trade him. Well, race. Oh, well, why? Because he's a complainer? Well, Deshaun Watson, yeah, he's also in Houston. He also happens to be black. I think ultimately Houston will have to trade him because they're stupid. So, yeah, look, I'm a black man. I can bring race into whatever I want, but sometimes I probably sound stupid if I do it. Listen, there are double standards, and I will agree with you. You know, Carson Wentz, he ain't catch a whole lot of hell when he whines and cries. Deshaun Watson does, yeah. But I don't think Russell Wilson ultimately leaving will have anything to do with race. I'm sorry, I don't. Tyler is here from Idaho. Tyler, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think the Seahawks let this man go?
No, absolutely not this year. Absolutely not. There's no chance. There's this cool little thing over the cap. You could kind of check out the cap money and then find out what the difference between the dead money and the salary cap space hit is and everything. And it's almost an impossible trade if you look what our dead money is on Russell Wilson. Real quick, JR, I called several months ago. It was after a Arizona Cardinals Seattle Seahawks game, and the discussion was, is our defense the worst in the NFL, or can our defense propel us to the Super Bowl? And I said, at the end of the season, our defense is going to be great. You guys are going to be pointing the fingers at Russell Wilson and the offensive line. He kind of laughed at me, asked what kind of drugs I was on. And Boise, no resentment there. But the Seattle Seahawks would be very, very smart. And I've missed one game since 93, so I'm a diehard Seattle Seahawks fan. But they'd be very smart to consider trading him next year. So I think they might be seeing kind of what's out there and trying to figure out what they've got to do. What happened with the Seahawks is we blew it up. And we got rid of Michael Bennett, Cliff Avril, Cam Chancellor went down.
Tyler, we're up against a break here. They had no choice but to blow things up with their defense. There was no way in hell that they were going to pay aging guys who were basically falling apart. I think it was a natural progression to move on from some of those defensive players and then start trying to put together an offense. And I think some of the best offensive weapons, at least on a wide receiver point, is what Russell is pretty much playing with right now. But I think it is a huge mistake that you let things get this far. Because Russell Wilson's, they don't grow on trees. They don't. I'll continue to take more of your calls when we return. Yeah, we're talking about Russell Wilson. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.